We're up to Simon Shin Chav Ches, Hilchas Refus, page 330. I'm just going to stop from see if you'd sign again. Chodesh Shinofal Machmas Chodel Mishkov. Somebody who is ill. Sufficiently unwell to be Machmas Chodel Mishkov, that he's going to go to bed. V'yayim b'sakon, but there's no danger. Oy, sheish lemecha shemitztayev cholomena kol gufoy. Or he could be just generally unwell, and he feels that his whole body is suffering. Aval b'shehoylech, although he's walking around, k'nofa lemishkov domi, he's considered as if he's actually bedridden. So we're on the category of chole she'en bo sekon. We've now discussed until here is that all the dangerously ill, the lochas of the dangerously ill category. Now this is the category of chole she'en bo sekon. Somebody is not well. So there's two definitions in the two lines we've learned now. One is somebody that is great, that he's bedridden. He has to go to bed. Although there's no danger, but he's just so unwell that he's going to bed. Alternatively, it could be that he's actually walking around, but he is, he feels that his whole body is affected. These are the two potential categories within Chodesh Ember Sakonim. Now, what is clear is the following line, the following aloha. Omrim le'en Yehudi, la'asos lo refua. He is allowed to tell a goy to do a refua. Avol mechanin of the Shabbos b'sudiraisa. Avol ein mechanin of the Shabbos b'sudiraisa. Afilu yesh b'sakonas eva. So now, when it's somebody in the category of Chodesh Ember Sakonim, two halachas are clear, and nobody disagrees. One halacha is that you're allowed to ask a goy to do a melacha for the chole she'en bo sekon. That's the clear halacha. That's point number one. The second halacha is also that you certainly cannot break a deraisa, even if it's a konas eva. You cannot break a deraisa. So two halachas which is clear, it's explicit gemaras. Halacha number one, a chole she'en bo sekon, he may break. You may ask a goy to do a malacha if need be. So, lines if you zayin, three lines into if you zayin. So, you're allowed to ask a goy. So, an example for that would be somebody who has got a very, who is really not well. He's got flu. Or say somebody broke an arm, broke a limb. So, the first, initially, it's a chole she'en bo sekon, but quite. When it's under control, it will change the category. It will be chole she'en bo sekon. So that would be also an example of chole she'en bo sekon. And then the halacha is going to be, if need be, something needs to happen, you're allowed to ask a goy to do any melacha. Any melacha can be, you're going to ask a goy. So the rule is, chole she'en bo sekon, you may ask a goy to do even a sederaisa for this refuah. What would be another application of that? Chole she'en bo sekon, but somebody's got a spitting headache. Somebody's got migraine. Now, migraine is an interesting one because people use the term migraine when people have a headache, but I don't think that's medically correct. I think a migraine is something which has got a very specific definition. It's a sensitivity to light and to noise. It's migraine. I think we use a headache and we say a migraine, but it's not really correct. I think if you're more accurate, then a migraine has got very, very, very extremely strong headache. And I think there is a sensitivity to light and noise as well. So say somebody's got a real migraine. I think a migraine will be, there's no sakona. I don't think it's a sakona. But it's definitely called chole she'en bo, it's chole she'en bo sakona. It's a chole. It's not a mech. It's a chole. He cannot operate normally. He can't. He has to go to bed. Now, what if his bedroom has got, whatever, the room where he wants to spend out his migraine? What happens if it's got light there and he cannot take the light? It's just making things much worse. So the halacha is he cannot switch the light off, but he may ask without slightest hesitation, without any reservation, he can ask a goy to switch the light off. He cannot because it's a chole she'en bo sekon, he's allowed to ask a goy to do malacha. Does he need to do beremiza? Does he need to say this room is a little bit light? Chole she'en bo sekon. Does he need to do with the normal way normally you would ask a goy or not? That's right, Mistama.
No.
Correct. So that's the halacha. Shlomo Zalman says that if you ask a goy to do a malacha because of a refuah purpose, chole she'en bo sekon, you're allowed to ask a goy. You don't have to be complicated. You can speak outright what you need. Please switch the light off. Because b'mokem choyle chachomim were not goyza. Yeah. That's loshna poiskim. That you allowed. Chachomim said that when it is a choyli, then chachomim were not goyza. It's the rabbon of Amir Lenochi. However, everybody agrees at the same time that an Issa D'Raisa may not be broken. You cannot cross an Issa D'Raisa, so you may not switch the light off. You may not do yourself boil the water if need be, or do anything like that. Cut and do whatever. That all is also. So these are the two things that clearly everybody agrees. You may ask go to the Malacha, even the Reisa, for Cholesh and Besakone, but you may certainly not be over on the Reisa yourself.
That means you can be over Rishvus yourself.
Pardon?
That means you can be over Rishvus yourself.
No, we'll get to that in a minute. Now there's a Machloek is showing him three opinions, actually more than three opinions. And I'm going to go very swiftly through them because we're going to focus on the one that is halacha lemaisa. Now, v'lechad el orav Yisrael b'Issa d'Rabbon b'yadayim. What about an Issa d'Rabbon? Are you allowed to do an Issa d'Rabbonon for a chol Hashem b'sakona? So we know so far, milanochi is permitted. Issa d'Raisa is not permitted. What about doing an Issa d'Rabbonon for a chol Hashem b'sakona? What's the halacha? Here says the Shulchan Aruch the following numerous opinions. So yesh matirim. Some say yes, you are allowed to do a derabonon. Even if there's no sakonas eva, and sakonas eva, I will not go into great detail about sakonas eva. Sakonas eva is if there's a danger of a limb. So if there's a potentially somebody may lose a limb, that's sakonas eva. Sakona, no life threatening situation, but a situation of that person. Khalif is not being seen to. It's not being treated. He may lose. One limb will not be operational anymore. Cholila. That's called sakonas eva. Now, I want to say that I'm not a great medical, I don't have medical understanding at all, but I do know that the Tzitz Eliezer, Reb Shlomo Zalman, and many other of the greatest authorities of the last generation, they hold that any sakonas eva, and I may have mentioned it previously, I certainly did mention it last cycle, they hold that any sakonas eva is actually considered sakonas nefoshes. Does that make sense?
It can be a very serious thing to lose a limb.
Yeah, so it will.
Particularly in an old person.
It will automatically.
But in anyone. And
it will automatically. Exactly. It will automatically become.
Enough, yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So that's pretty much what the poskim say, that any sakonas eva will be a sakonas nefoshes. So, but lemaisa nowadays. So this opinion holds that yes, you may do an issa d'rabbonon, and even if there's no sakonas eva, yes, a choylish and sakonah, you may do an issa d'rabbonon. Opinion number one. Opinion number two. For yesh, or some say sheim yesh by sakonas eva, oisin. The old second opinion holds now that yes, if it's sakonas eva, you may break an issa d'rabbanon. If you remember sakonas eva, I know it's sin. His opinion holds that no, there's a distinction. If there is sakonas eva, you may break a d'rabbanon. If there's no sakonas eva, you may not break a d'rabbanon. Fair enough, that's an opinion. Third opinion, v'yesh oimim shimeim b'sakonas eva oisim b'shinui. This opinion, that happens to be incidentally how we pasken. Im ein ba sakonas eva, if there is no sakonas eva, oisim b'shinui, you may do an issa d'rabbonon if you convert it and you make this in a shinui way. So you do the d'rabbonon in a shinui way. That's if there is no sakonas eva. If there is no sakonas eva, if there is sakonas eva, oisim b'lo shinui, then you can do it in a shinui way. We'll address that more shortly in Mirza Hashem, because that's the way we pass it. V'yeshoim, the fourth opinion, v'yesh b'sakonas eva, this opinion holds that even if there is sakonas eva, we make a distinction. Oisim adovo shunismach lama d'raisa, anything which is similar and resembles a malach d'raisa, you are v'yeshoim, v'yesh b'sakonas eva, You're not allowed to do something which resembles a melacha d'oraisa, v'dvorim she'ein bo'im semech melacha, and something which doesn't appear at all like a melacha d'oraisa, so it's only a siog or a takana, you'll be allowed to do. We do not pasken like this latter opinion, but we pasken like divrei asvora shlishis nirin, we pasken like the third opinion. I'll finish off the Rama because that's really important as well. You're allowed to ask a goy to do a tafshil, to cook something for a child, for cotton, which is nothing to eat. A child is hungry. Child is nothing to eat. And the only thing he's going to eat is if you cook for him some. You cook for him some. A child.
Sausages.
Yeah, let's do something for a younger child, let's say even. Let's say he's going to only going to eat some. I don't know, carrots. Will that, yeah? It's the only thing he's going to eat now. There's nothing else to eat, but he's going to be, he's hungry. I don't think he can cook him some carrots. That's the only thing he's going to eat. So now you're not allowed to cook, certainly for the child, because that's considered melacha d'oraisa. But you are allowed to ask a goy outright to cook for him these carrots for the child. Why? Why are you allowed to? That's right, because that comes the rule now, Rabbi Yisrael, and this is applied lalocha pretty much, I think, every Shabbos in most places in the world. A child is considered naturally a chole she'en b'sakana. A child, gentlemen, a child is considered a chole she'en b'sakana. He could be very well, and he could be looking fine. But yet, if he's hungry now, he's got nothing to eat, you're allowed to ask a goy to cook something for him, which is a melacha d'oraisa. You're allowed to, is permitted for the tzarkim of a cotton. Because a cotton is considered a choy l'shem b'zakon. And just like for choy l'shem b'zakon, we learned earlier, you're allowed to ask a goy. You're allowed to ask a goy to do a melacha for choy l'shem b'zakon. Similarly, you're also allowed to ask a goy to melacha for a cotton. And we finish off the culture also last in Israel. Afila de chole atzma also. Habakshoyselin Yehudi muter lechole lesay ktsas demesayim. But Mamash will speak about that. Selim etzashem. Okay, I want to go to the first discussion of the Shulchan Aruch over here. That he says that melacha d'oraisa. We said you're certainly allowed to do for chole shem b'sakana. You're certainly not allowed, but you are certainly allowed to ask a goy to do melacha for chole shem b'sakana. Now, what about the derabbanon? So we pass like the third opinion. The third opinion says, you're allowed to do it b'shinui. I'm reading the words again. V'yesh oimrim, ha'fila yesh boi sakona, she'im ein boi sakona se'eva, oisin b'shinui. If there is no sakona se'eva, you're allowed to do it b'shinui. Why is that? What's the yesod of shinui? Why is shinui? Why is shinui any better? So instead of doing it the regular way, you're doing it in a shinui way. Why does that help? Pardon? Very good, because it brings it down to the Rabbanon. Any melacha which is performed in a regular way is a Torah transgression, but if you do it in an irregular way, it's going to go down to the Rabbanon.
It's very Rabbanon.
Very good. Very good. Spot on. That's what we want to discuss. The Shulchan Aruch, according to the Mishnah Berurah, he's telling us that for a choy l'shem b'sakana, you're allowed to do a derabonon b'shinui. Let's think of a case. A case will be, so this fellow with a migraine, or the fellow has got a broken limb, but it's like 3 days after it's been seen to, it's already, not 3 days, let's say the day after, it's already in a cast, and it's already being seen to, but it's still a choy l'shem b'sakana. We'll agree, right? Will you categorize him as a meichash or a choy l'? Chole, probably at that point, right? So it's a chole shem b'sakana, or the migraine, or not flu, high flu. And now he needs something. What does he need? Okay, let's leave out medicines for now. I want to know about melochas. A melocha
to
be done.
You have to buy it. You have to go to a shop to buy it.
Okay, good example. Very good. He needs the medicine. I'm not talking about the taking of the medicine, which we're going to need. It's not a discussion for now. But he needs to purchase something. Now, purchasing, and that includes also carrying. So he needs to be going there. So ideally, what can he do? So this chole, shein bo sakana, broken limb, migraine, flu, he needs a medicine. Because he doesn't have any home. He needs to now go to the pharmacy, get this medicine, and get home with it. Now, what is he certainly allowed to do? What we discussed on you a few times now. What is certainly permitted? Ask a goy, that's for sure, okay. You can ask a goy, please, do you mind? I've got this unwell person over here in my house. Do you mind? I'll pay you for it, but can you just go and get it? And that's certainly permitted. Asking a goy, mila nochi is muta. Now, what about doing a derais yourself? Let's say you'll be carrying. If you go to the pharmacy and you carry in a public domain, you carry and you bring it to you, would that be permitted? No. That everybody agrees, that's also, that's right. Now what about the Rabbonon? So now the Rabbonon that the Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to do, according to the Mishnah's understanding is, you are only allowed to do a Rabbonon. So what would be the Rabbonon? Let's say there's a Carmelis. There's no Issa Derais anymore because it's a Carmelis. You only transgress in a public domain but the Carmelis. That will only be a Melocha of a Rabbonon. This Rabbonon will only be Mutter if you're doing it Beshinui. So crossing the Carmelis, which is normally the Rabbonon, you can only do that if you're taking the medicine and you're putting it in an irregular way, which will be where?
Under your hat.
Perhaps. In your shoe. Under your hat. In your mouth, yeah, with a packet, that is. Yeah, where else? You're putting it in an irregular way. Then you're doing a derabonon in a shinui. So it becomes a double derabonon, and that's all that the Mishnah Berurah is matter according to the Shulchan Aruch. So, again, Rabbi Isa, Doraisa is also, even a derabonon is also, but a double derabonon is mutter. You're doing a derabonon, and that derabonon, you're converting it into a shinui, so it's a double darbonon. That will be mutter for chole shein bo sakana. Any thoughts on that, Rabbi Yisai? So let's apply that in a different. To the fellow with the migraine. So what does he? Let's say not a medicine, but something else. The light needs to be switched off. Light needs to be switched off for him because he can't take the noise. He can't take the light. So what is he allowed to do? That's fine. He's allowed to ask a goy. What else? What could he be allowed to do if there's no goy available, let's say, what could he do? So turning the light bishinu, why would that be permitted? You're right, but why would he? But it's going to be mutter only if it's a double derabonon. So you're right, switching a light off is a derabonon, and you're doing it bishinu, what would be a way of doing it bishinu? Probably with the elbow, it's a double derabonon, it will be mutter. Rabbi Yisai, the fellow with a migraine, you can switch the light off with Bishinu. No, it's a Melach Shem Tzichel Gufa, so it's a Drabonon, plus Bishinu will be double Drabonon Shemuta. Probably, yeah. Does that make sense? Or is there a bit of a problem here? I think there's a bit of a problem here. What we discussed now, that's the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. There is an opinion of the Achron. The problem is that when you look in the Ramban, which is this opinion, the Ramban is makel even further than that. And he says that for Chol Shein Bo Sakana, not only that the Rabbanon is Mutter B'Shinui, but actually the Rais is Mutter B'Shinui as well. That's what the Ramban seems to be saying. So what would that mean? Halacha L'Maaseh? Now for Chol Shein Bo Sakana, you're allowed to do a Deiraisa, if you're converting it in a Drabonon by doing it Beshinui, tell the Mutter as well. So not out of the Mishnah Berurah explained that Deiraisa for sure is out of question. However you do it is out of question. But a Drabonon will be Mutter if you're converting that into a double Drabonon by doing it Beshinui. That's what Mishnah Berurah is only Matir. There's other Achronim, because that's how the Ramban itself seems to be saying, that allows doing a Deiraisa Beshinui will be Mutter for Chol Shein Bo Sakana. That's what the Shulchan Aruch Rav says and other Achronim as well. So that will be, so how could you apply that? So according to that, will be Mutter for Chol Shein Bo Sakana. Turning the light on. Oh, imagine somebody's in the hospital. That's good, you're right. What about if somebody's in the hospital and he wants to put the bed, you mentioned that as well, putting the bed up and down, uncomfortable. So let's say somebody's a Chol Shein Bo Sakana, not in danger, he's not in danger. Who could be in hospital without danger?
Somebody who's on antibiotics and he's out of danger.
Yeah? Perhaps dehydrated. And now he wants to change the bed position. Muta also. Chole shem b'sakona.
Talking about the electric bed?
Yes.
So, how would you do that b'shini?
You probably can't even do b'shini, right? And also, that's not a necessity for his well-being. It's probably just comfort. So, also as well. So, Rabbi said, can you think of another example? Something which is a chole shem b'sakona. Who could be a chole shem b'sakona? Oh. Very good. Very good. Thank you. That's perfect. Good example. So he wants to get a medicine, but that's a public domain. He needs to cross a proper Hoshes Rabim to get it. Very good. Perfect example. So now according to, see if it's a public domain, it's a deraisa. According to the Mishnah Berurah, you can't do it, even b'shinu, even if you're putting the medicine in the shoe, you're not allowed to do it because it's only mutter to do if it's drabonon. So drabonon b'shinu will be mutter. But in your case, which is the crossing the road is a deraisa, so deraisa b'shinu, what will be That would be also. But Shulchan Rav and other Achronim allow this. Now I want to address for 1 minute this Ramah that says that. No, let's just see a couple of Mishnah Berurahs first. Sifkot Memvav in Mishnah Berurah. Sifkot Memvav in Mishnah Berurah. Oimrim Davka Kshetzorch LaRefua BeShabbos Atzmoi. This is only what everything we're addressing now is if you require the medical treatment on Shabbos itself. Hakshein Tzorich LaBeShabbos. But if you do not require the medicines on Shabbos, Yamtin Amot Shabbos, you certainly wait until Amot Shabbos. Havlakshei Shakona. But if there's danger, also Lahamtin, you may not wait at all. So obviously, everything we're talking about Choleshem BeSakona. If it can be delayed and postponed to Amot Shabbos, one must. Sivkot Mimzalos to refuah of Melacha Dereisa, but doing a Dereisa for the Shatzroch of anything additional as well, Kugoin, such as Lefois, to bake, Levashel, to cook, Vichoitz, or anything similar, Himzorch, Lekach, if needed. So, refuah, last refuah will be also. Sivkot Mimches, Afilu to Lehutale, so Alaver, Alisu Dereisa, and for Yid, it is prohibited to preach, to break, and it's a deraisa called man, as long as it's not pikuach nefesh, it's also for you to break a deraisa. Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
If we tend to paskin like the Mekilim when it comes to refor, and there are Achronim who are matir a deraisa machinim, how come we don't paskin away?
Again. If you're talking about taking medicines, Shchikas
Amonim? In terms of refuah,
Shchikas Amonim?
Sure.
Yeah, we'll get to that. It's a different subject. He was addressing the Shaila as to whether what he had to break for his medical treatment. Shchikas Amonim is worse. He's worse. It's an additional gzera. So we'll get to that. Well, what's your question exactly?
We always pass in like the Mekilim when it comes to.
We don't always.
Well, we don't always pass
in. No. Nope. Okay. Siv Kotten Nun Dalit is the Mishnah Berurah that I mentioned earlier, the very important Mishnah Berurah. Hoisim Mishnah Hain Issa Drabonon. You're allowed to do Issa Drabonon with an additional Shinui. Ventzorich Lechapes, and you do not need to seek Achayinu a Goy. No requirement to seek a Goy. Siv Kotten Nun Zayin, because that's how we pasken. All days of the Rabbonon are permitted. V'rak only are the Shinui. You're allowed to do the Rabbonon with a Shinui, through a Shinui. If he's unwell, that in his entire body, there's no Sakona Seva. But if there's a limb in danger, and so Shinui Klal, there's no need to be doing a Shinui. That's how the Tazmog and Avon Paskin. That's how the Gon Paskin. Shidazo Iker. Shidazo of Poskim. That's the majority of the Poskim hold like that. And primarily the Ramban. Okay, so we'll discuss a little bit more the Ramah. Another occasion, Mitzvah Hashem. Tonight we discussed the Aloch with regards to Chol Shem B'Sakona. We defined a Chol Shem B'Sakona. And then we said that certainly you're allowed to do Amir Lenochi. Certainly, you're not allowed to break an Issur D'Oraisa. Four opinions with regards to Issur D'Rabbanan, and we pass in like the opinion that distinguishes between Sakonas Eva and not. For Sakonas Eva, you're allowed to do Melocha B'Shinui, and if there is a Sakonas Eva, you're allowed to do D'Rabbanan without Shinui. Now, the Mishnah Berurah's opinion is that with regards to what you're allowed to do B'Shinui, we are only addressing a Melocha D'Rabbanan, which you're allowed to do B'Shinui, but a Melocha D'Oraisa will be also to do B'Shinui for Chol Shem B'Sakona, but we mentioned that many Achronim, Acholik, on this Mishnah Berurah, and are and are more lenient. The Rama says that you're not to ask a goy to cook something for a cotton, because a cotton has got always he's always in the category of choy shem b'sakana. And we will address this point a little bit more tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. Good evening, and afreilichen Chanukah.